Future Shock. I don't know. I mean, see, 50 years ago when I was a little kid, I used to play in that playground, but none of that was there. There was just a couple of slides and a couple of monkey bars and a couple of swings over there. And now it's now it's like Disneyland.
So, give us your name.
Okay, my name is Christopher Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. I used to live at 14G. Oh, yeah, and that's my old bedroom up there. That's my old bedroom.
What number building is that?
That's 423 Baltic. 423 Baltic Street, yeah. That's what, yeah, we lived, we moved here back in 56. 56, and I was born 10 years later. And actually, we moved to Bushwick in January of 1980. So, yeah. So, but I spent my best years here.
Yeah. Like I said,
my teenage years were awkward, but these are my best years.
Your best
years. Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. Like, what made them your best years?
Oh, man. Well, we're just playing ball there. I was hoping to play for the Knicks one day, and I was practicing that in the court over there. And we would play baseball. There was a little grassy area up front. That's gone too. And we used to play baseball there. Well, we play softball. And every now and then, like, the ball would get passed and hit somebody's windshield, and everybody would run for cover, you know. And oh my God, this whole bathroom has been there forever. Yeah. In fact, remember, there used to be a sign out there that said, curb your dog. Yeah. And, you know, this is different. I remember my dad, he used to work in Long Island, and he would get up like 5 o'clock every morning. Like, I never saw my dad in the morning. And he would drive all the way to Hicksville. And remember, he used to drive a green Pontiac, and on a good day, he would get a parking spot. I remember seeing my dad would walk through here and walk there, and I'd be there playing in the yard or up front. I used to see my dad coming home from work. Yeah, and I went to school over at PS32. Yeah, not far from here. And because 50 years ago we didn't have smartphones, no cable TV. You know, we only had black and white TVs back then. You know, and this wasn't here 50 years ago. These benches and it's like the village here. It's like the village. Yeah.
Do you remember the community center at all?
Oh yeah. It was right over there, and they would have like a ping pong table, and I've been smoking for over 30 years, and I used to watch the older guys in the neighborhood, and I used to watch them smoke, and the guys would have the guys would argue with the girlfriends, and they had the cigarettes dangling from their mouths. Hey, you see this fucking guy, I'm gonna kick his ass. And I used to watch that. I was so impressed. Wow, look at that. I used to watch the guy smoke. Plus, my mom and dad would, if they find out that if I wanted to buy cigarettes or smoke, they would kill me, you know? See, that's one thing I miss, is that the parents back then, parents actually gave a shit about the kids. Now you see kids running around in gangs. We didn't have gangs back then. I mean, there'd be a group of kids. I mean, they had a few bad kids that would run around, but now all kinds of gang violence. We didn't have that back then. You know? Yeah. Except there was one kid who lived on the fourth floor. He was kind of a lunatic, but he was into drugs. Sometimes he'd have a gun and he'd wave the gun at us. Like I said, you had to be here. I saw it. I saw it all. I saw it all.
You already talked a bit about the changes that you see, but what are some of the things that stand out the most when you think about how the place has changed since when you lived here?
Well, there used to be a swimming pool here. Now there was a community pool, and I think they got rid of it because of the vandalism and stuff like that. And like I said, the old playground has changed a lot too. And yeah, I just remember playing ball here a lot, and I hope one day I get to play for the Knicks, you know? You know, And now they have the Barclays Center here. You imagine if they had that 50 years ago? You know? Because I don't know if you know, it's, the owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers, he wanted to build a new new ballpark for the Dodgers at Atlantic and Flatbush. But he couldn't get the okay. Imagine, I could have gone to Dodgers against the Mount of Deck. My parents were all Brooklyn Dodger fans. And they never got over the Dodgers going to L.A. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for your time. I got one last question for you.
Sure.
What does the word community mean to you?
We're a family, basically. We're one big Gowanus family. In fact, a lot of the names have changed. In fact, a lot of us are getting older. Like we don't recognize people anymore. You know, like you see, I used to have a big afro back in the day, and now it's all gray. And just remember, and like the music's changed a lot. And like, back then there was no internet. In fact, when my parents would call us to dinner, they would just open up the window and yell, said, Chris, get your ass back home now. And now they just send you a text, you know? We didn't have that 50 years ago. I remember last year, there was an ice cream truck that came by. 50 years ago, ice cream cone was like a quarter back then. Now, what? How much is it now? How much is ice cream cone now? What? It's like that. $5 now? Ridiculous. I tell you, but my dad passed away 6 years ago. I just remember a lot of memories of him. He would park his car, he would come out, he would walk, and I would go greet my dad, and he would ask me, what are you out here playing for? You finish your homework? I said, Dad, I promise, I finished my homework, I promise. Oh my God. But I thought about going into my old building now, but then the people that live there, they see me walking around, but they might think, well, they don't know me. And if they see me looking around, they might think, I'm going to try to rob the place. So. I would have looked from out here. Reminisce.
Thank you so much.
Hey. Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Where's this going to be at? Yeah, so we're going to turn this into a hard project. We're going to the new community center. We're going to make it like a
front there. There's a little grassy area there, but it used to be a really big grassy. Like a little grassy park, we would play baseball there. That's gone. All that's gone, and it's just future shock, So, and I don't think I recognize any people anymore. I saw a couple of people, but now it's like all the kids I went to school with, either they moved away or they couldn't make it, or they were in jail, or they're dead. Sad. That's the sad reality of it. Yeah. But by the way, I wasn't kidding about the water fountain.
Stay away from the water.
Stay away from the water fountain. But back in those days, 50 years ago, they didn't have colors of new water, so we just go by. You got like a can of coconut for quarterback then. In fact, a lot of the corner candy stores are all gone now. But like now they're like a T-Mobile place there or something, all the corner candy stores are gone. Yeah, I used to buy the old baseball cards. That's something that's worth a fortune now. I got a lot of them that get it with a fortune.
All right,
thank you so much.